Hello everyone, I'm back. And my topic for today is investment. What's your investment into the lifestyle? Are you investing your time reading books? Are you investing your time buying toys and things of that nature? Are you invested in someone else? Or are you just on the surface wanting to just call someone your sub? Wanting to just call someone your dime? How invested are you? Are you willing to get on a plane? Because a lot of relationships are started online. Are you willing to give what you got to give to the situation? Some of us are living via internet. We want the aesthetics. We want the look of it. Look, I'm a sub. Look, I'm a dime. This is my sub. Look how she kneels for me, but only in pictures. Oh, I'm a dime. She does what I say. Pull your breast out. Get on your knees. You know, it's fun, right? It seems fun, but it could be hollow when it's not backed by anything. True BDSM, the lifestyle. Yes, some things can be lived via video, via telephone, via photos. But a lot of it is hands-on. And you have to be willing to invest in being hands-on. And one of the investments of hands-on or having hands on you is you actually showing up, being who you are, and giving yourself to the moment, to the situation, to the relationship. And many lack that. Many are homebodies. Many people are recluse. And they fool themselves by thinking the attention that they get online is actually fulfilling. In some ways, yes, it can fulfill you. You have someone giving you attention. It feels good to have someone giving you attention. However, you still lack the actual physical touch, the actuality of being in the moment, of actually kneeling before someone and looking into his eyes or her eyes and confessing your submission to them. It's different being a dom who has to stand before your sub and be accountable, be dominant, put together play sessions, do things, be with her and make him or her, right? Because a dom could be a man or a woman. A sub could be a man or a woman, for clarification. But right now, we're going to speak from a male being a dom and a female being a sub. But she has to feel, your sub has to feel protected and comfort in your presence. She has to feel those things that were on the internet are actually that and more. If nothing else, it has to be what you've been showing online, right? And this is why I tell people, stop showing things online that are grandiose. It looks good. But you should post things that are more to your level, right? I wouldn't post some grandiose man with two women walking down the steps of this big mansion's foyer, you know, things like that. Like, that's just not where I'm at. So let me not show that. Let me not show, you know, as a matter of fact, you can show those things if you're putting it in context, like, one day I plan to be there. I plan to be on that level. But I look at so many pages and people are just showing the levels. And I've seen a lot of people in their private lives aren't like that. And so online there's a lot of fake game going on. And sometimes you do it so long, you fool yourself, you put yourself in this imaginary world. But when you really want to show up and be present with people, you kind of show more the reality of who you are in your life. You don't want them to come to you and be disappointed in no aspect. This is who I am. This is what I told you I was going to do. This is who I showed you who I was. And this is what you're getting. Anything else is an expectation that you're responsible for. The other person's responsible for, right? Because I did not give you the expectation that it was going to be anything different. And just know that you're enough. You're enough. Wherever you are, you're enough. And if you're not enough for a person where you are, then find someone who is. Okay? I mean, it's like one gentleman once said, Kevin Samuels once said, men know exactly where we are. For example, I'll see a Kim Kardashian, and it's like, ooh, she's beautiful. I would love to date her. I would love to have sex with her. Things like that, right? That's how men are wired sometimes, right? Some of us. But the reality is, could I actually, if I was in a room with her, could I actually do that with her? Like, I mean, if I had to try to talk to her, get her phone number, date her, could I actually do that? Probably not. She's above my level, the perception. She's above my pay grade. The things that her level of experience and the things that she can do, I don't have that level of paper to even compete in that lifestyle. So that's the reality that men deal with. We know exactly where our level is. Some guys online are faking it. I'm this. Nah. Real men understand we don't play games. We play at our level. We play at our level. We know what our level is. And sometimes you do level up. Sometimes you do get to have a moment where you might meet someone that's famous or someone that's on a higher level as far as their lifestyle, right? You know, someone that can, in a heartbeat, just get on a plane and go somewhere and be somewhere for a month at a time or 2 months at a time. You know, I just can't do that. I have to be present at work. So people have different lifestyles. And there's certain people, lifestyles that I know I just don't fit into. I mean, if I had that kind of access and that time, yeah, I could do that. But I'm not there yet. Men have more of that reality with us. Even though as a fool, if I'm in a room with Kim Kardashian, I probably still would try to shoot some game to her. Because I'm still a man, right? I'm still going to holler at her. But it don't mean she's going to bite on it. I mean, she's probably, But they say if you don't say anything, it's already no. So the only good things can happen if you say something. You might. She might be different than what I'm thinking, right? At any rate, you guys understand what I'm trying to say. Is that play at your level. You're enough. Be happy where you are. You've made decisions to put you in the positions that you're in. Be proud of your hard work. And if you're not where you want to be, work harder. Level up. And let's go. But this lifestyle is serious and rewarding if you put the work in. And there's someone for everyone. There's a lid for every pot. You'll find someone, and they won't be perfect. They won't be that that dream scenario that you have running in your head, that fantasy of, you know, grandeur, it may not be that. But I tell you what it will be. It will be domination and submission if both parties are really authentic. And in that, you will find comfort. But what do you think? Let me know. Please like, share, and subscribe. And please leave a comment. Let me know what you're feeling. Does that resonate with you? Or no? Do you think I could get Kim Kardashian if I was in a room with her? Do you think she would go for getting on her knees and being a submissive woman for me? Oh, man. Thank you for listening. And until next time.